This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Yellen acknowledged today that prices, inflation, is running a little bit lower than where the Fed would like, which brings us to the bond market and the low, low yields on benchmark U.S. 10-year Treasury notes. If you want to know where this economy is going, as we see every now and then, bonds are the place to be. So with the Fed raising rates, but with the bond market going the other way, what gives? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that.
The return on investment for 10-year treasuries is the lowest it's been all year. That means something.
Bond investors are thinking the economy is not in any rock'em sock'em growth mode.
Marilyn Cohen is president of Envision Capital Management.
And that no matter what the Fed does or doesn't do, it's not going to affect things that much.
If bond investors thought that the economy would be screaming ahead over the next 10 years, they would demand higher returns on their 10-year bonds. They are not.
Recently, there's been many more negative surprises on economic reports than positive.
Jim Paulson is an investment strategist. He says you can see something else in these low bond returns.
The bond market is taking out a little bit of their inflation expectation.
Remember, investors who are putting their money in a 10-year-long treasury investment, they don't want that eaten up by inflation. So if they think inflation is going to be a problem, they're going to demand higher returns. Again, they're not. Data suggests inflation is not a thing right now.
You know, you look at commodity prices and oil being down. You look at weaker consumer price index reports. We just got a weak wage report, the last jobs number.
The other thing to keep in mind about why 10-year bond returns in the U.S. are so low is that they're kind of low everywhere. Wayne Schmidt is with Gradient Investments.
You know, the United States actually looks very attractive when you compare us to other countries around the world.
So in the U.S., you can say, sure, the economy is good enough for the Fed to change low rates to slightly less low rates. But anything more to see here than that? High growth, high inflation, bond market says no. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.